Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
UNC's schedule now has another big advantage. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels hope to turn it into addition by subtraction after losing starting quarterback Max Johnson late in the third quarter of the win at Minnesota. Mac Brown was perturbed last week when I asked him about the three mid-major non-conference games to follow the opener. He wouldn't acknowledge it was a winnable stretch because he doesn't want his team getting overconfident. One takeaway from a season-ending injury to Johnson is the Heels have all three games at home in which new starting quarterback Connor Harrell and his backup Jacoby Criswell can get adjusted to their roles. Mac said Monday that his play-action offense will be tweaked to accommodate the skills of Harrell and Criswell, who are both more option-type QBs than the 6'5 passer Johnson. "We can't determine what happens," Brown said. "We can only determine how we respond, so we're going to respond in a very positive way. What's our identity going to be? We're going to run the ball and stop the run. This is the toughest team we've had. We only had 6 explosive plays. That was our negative on offense." Brown and offensive coordinator Chip Lindsey have to find backup help for Omarion Hampton, who had 30 carries for 129 yards, 5 receptions for 17 more. The second running back is grad transfer Darren Ballo, 1 carry versus Minnesota, and freshman Davian Goss. Sometimes you go into the season thinking you'll be good at this or that on offense, and then you find out we weren't as good as I thought we're going to be, Brown said. And that's what we're doing right now, is a big self-evaluation. That offensive line is going to be a huge part of it. Hampton's one of the best players in the country, but we have playmakers on the outside too, and I've got to do better getting more opportunities for them. We didn't do a good job of it the other night. Brown and Lindsey are all in on Harrell, who was one of the smartest guys on the team as well as being gifted. Connor was the Gatorade Play of the Year in Alabama, Brown said. He was 25-2 and won 2 state championships. He's valedictorian of his high school class, one of the top students in our business school. These kids absolutely love him. I've never seen a better kid that tries any harder. So Charlotte, which lost 30-7 to UNC's Week 4 opponent James Madison, will be the home opener Saturday at 3:30. That may be more interesting and draw a larger crowd from all of the uncertainty. "We are not talking about who we play for the rest of the season," Brown said. "We're playing to a standard that North Carolina needs to play to. We've told the kids they better get after it." This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.